Good morning again, boys and girls. Lovely to have the opportunity of presenting to you God's Word. Might I just say that there are two words that I use here in our study. The first one is respite. And just in case you're not sure what that means, it simply means rest. Rest. When you lie down in bed, you obtain respite. The other word that we refer to is retribution. That's another big word. We use it of Christ dying at the cross. And it means that in his dying, he bore the penalty. He bore the judgment. He bore the retribution that was due to sinners because of their disobedience to God. Now, listen to what we have to say and take note of those two words now that you know what they mean. The Lord bless you as you listen.
You can find no respite. You have not found it so far, and you never will find any respite from your burden. And don't feel somewhat disappointed in that you haven't found respite, because no one has ever found respite. You're not unique in your failure. None have ever found an answer to sin. Well, the only answer is found at Calvary. When the Lord Jesus took our sins upon himself, he became the sin bearer and bore our sin on the tree and suffered the consequences of sin. All that was needed to deal with sin, all that was needed by way of retribution, Christ bore until the fires of God's judgment were exhausted. They were exhausted. And there was no more judgment, no more wrath, because it had burned itself out on Christ at the cross. Burned itself out. You know, there are many pictures that are, well, almost on every page of the Bible, that present us with little, wonderful portraits of God's means of salvation. Do you remember the dove that Noah released from the ark? The rain had stopped. There was something of a cessation of the awful turmoil that had broken upon the world. And Noah wondered just how things were progressing. Was the water getting any lower? And he sent out a dove. And the dove flew around and then came back again to the ark. For it says, the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. The trees hadn't appeared. There was nothing above the surface of the waters as of yet. Nowhere for the dove to perch. So she came back to the ark for rest. That's how it is. You find nowhere in the world to obtain rest except in the ark of God's providing, even the Lord Jesus Christ. The testimony of the world, given in various ways and at various times by countless numbers of individuals, is that sin doesn't bring any ease or comfort. Atheism, rejection of God, doesn't bring any ease or any comfort. Religion, engaging in it, following its precepts, it doesn't bring any ease or comfort. Money and the pleasures and delights that it can bring to a person, that doesn't produce satisfaction. Solomon, wise man and all that he was, foolishly backslid for a period of time, wandered from the truth, and as a result, he experienced firsthand the emptiness of this world in all its way. He gave us his conclusion in Ecclesiastes, the chapter 2 and the verse 11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. It all came to nothing. It all produced nothing by way of satisfaction. So it was with the prodigal. His father's house was the only place of rest. He didn't believe that and took himself off to the far country, but in the end, he had to acknowledge, here I am, having spent a fortune in poverty, while at home in my father's house, the lowest servant has bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. The picture is ever the same. Explore the world, search it out, all that it offers, and you'll find nothing. And like time and time again, it will be seen that only in Christ is rest for the soul found. There's an old saying, maybe some of you younger ones have heard it, speaking of someone who is finding themselves in some trouble and bother. It has often been said by those who observe them, he made his own bed, now let him lie in it. And that basically is saying that that man lived, that woman lived, gathered around them, that which now has become their bed. And it's anything but comfortable. It's full of thorns. It's full of that which renders no rest whatsoever. You see, there is an eternal truth in that. Many of these old sayings that found their ways amongst men and women, oftentimes men and women who knew nothing of the Bible, nevertheless they had their beginnings with the Word of God. Because you see, each day we are making a bed. And we're going to have to lie in that bed for all eternity. For all eternity. And when God's judgment comes, that which we have put together with our hands will be our refuge. And if we are seeking refuge in that which is of ourselves, it will be no refuge at all. It will be found to be a very uncomfortable bed indeed. David, recognizing the inability of himself to make any provision for his soul, had this to say in Psalm 57, verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpass. Don't you see the picture again? The wise man makes Christ his refuge. David employs an image there. In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. And the Lord Jesus employed the very same imagery, terminology. When he spoke to Jerusalem, just before Calvary, he said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wing, and ye would not. What Jerusalem did in the days of the Lord Jesus was to resist the call of the Savior, urging men and women to come and find shelter under his wing. It's the same struggle that's going on perhaps in your heart. The Lord's calling you. The Lord's calling you, and you're resisting. Ye would not. Ye would not. Well, if you refuse the shelter that is found in Christ, then when God's judgment comes, you'll have to find shelter of some kind. But it's going to prove totally inadequate. Totally inadequate. You see, that's what God is saying here, as he's speaking of judgment in Isaiah chapter 28. He says, when you have refused the warnings that I gave you and refuse the safety of the one that is called here the stone. Christ is the stone. He's the rock upon which all who place themselves are safe. But if you refuse him, then you will have made for yourself a bed that's shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than he can wrap himself in it. Everything about it is inadequate. It's inadequate. Doesn't meet the needs of the man. You see, here is demonstrated the sad underestimation that men and women make when considering eternal matters?
Well, once again, you've heard God's word, boys and girls. The call of the gospel to faith in Christ. Oh, heed it. Heed it and seek refuge in the Saviour. God bless you. Until the next time. Goodbye.